and the war continued. I said, it's quite interesting when you start thinking about it, because we may then have, okay, we'll take it here in Sweden then. So Sweden is invaded, but of course there may be troops still fighting in Gotland, for instance. So they're in the news and they make money on the news. Now, in a way, people get more enthused about life. Now things are happening. They, of course, don't want to admit that, but all news going and everyone's on their screens all the time. But then we could also have it like this. So we have a good old front line down in the ditches war, with drones flying around, completely covering everything, and bombs making big explosions. And this is being shown from the cameras of those drones, and it's a big, big destruction and big losses reported. But of course, it's always like that, that the either side reports great losses for the enemy and very small losses for their own. So what then will be shown here is that the truth may be any of those. So what they could do is, you know, whatever side actually has now decided to join the good part, and maybe both have, just like Kennedy and Khrushchev had secret friendly letter exchange where they told each other how sorry they are that they had to be on different sides like that, and they are pushed by their generals and so on. And of course Kennedy then got shot, so we can tell that story too. But here we have this, and they are now clever. So both sides are meeting in secret and making a completely fake war. That would be an interesting option. A little like Wag the Dog, but bigger. And how they are kind of then struggling with the neocon kind of types who want the real thing. I mean, like the Strangelove kind of it. So we put this story a little bit there. So then what happens is that those who are reported dead in these spectacular explosions and shootings and showing off fantastic weapons, those, they are so expert, so they can shoot these weapons and make ammunition that looks extremely deadly, but which just makes more bang than it actually kills. And they, you know, maybe they just produce some kind of energy pulse, a wave that knocks you out for a few hours and pick you up, take you prisoner. So there's maybe a great hidden storage of prisoner of war. And then in the end, when it's all over, people realize that get rid of those leaders, get the good ones in who want peace. And they stop. And those who were supposedly dead or returned to their families, and there's a happy ending to it. Now, some people, they wouldn't like that. They think this is just romantic, unrealistic. There should be a real thing. complete defeat of the demoniac enemy. Well, we can discuss that as well.